The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, a senior advisor to healthcare.com, and again, he detects as often as he possibly can, and we are grateful. Hi, Frank. How are you? And first, a complaint.
You want me to give you a complaint?
No, I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
And it's not it's a generic one, but it's more like a warning. But I don't know if you've noticed the open enrollment adverts are worse than ever this year. They're just ghastly.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
I know, but I watched it. The pitch people are even more, I don't know, reptilian. It's really creepy.
Well, what's happening is you go on the internet and you put in any kind of information to get information about what Medicare plan or Advantage plan might be best for you. And once you put in that information, then you're tracked by call centers all over the country, ill-equipped salespersons who are just trying to push one product or another. They're not operating in your best interest. They're just trying to get you signed up as quickly as possible so that they can make their money and move on. So it's difficult unless you've got a long-standing relationship with outfits like BGA Insurance or Via Benefits or another outfit that you trust over the years. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in one of these call center systems. And once they've got your information, they'll sell it 50 times, and you'll get calls from all over the country. And I've had one from Austin now. I've gotten at least 8 calls over the last 3 or 4 days, just persistent, and it all starts with you were just one step away from buying insurance from us. Well, I wasn't. I was just looking for information on the internet. So it's a snake pit. Be careful. Talk to your friends, and if they can't give you the point you to an agent who's experienced and dependable. 2 suggestions, BGA Insurance, Via Benefits. Get them on the phone. They're pros. They'll help you. But I want to talk about something else today, Jill. Can I move on to that?
But of course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, let me start with a little proud note. I'll do it in a sentence. So proud of my daughter, Carla Lally Music. Finally, her second book has come out. It was held up offshore, because all the color of this book, and it's very colorful, was done in China, so she got caught up in this chain supply problem. Anyway, the book is here. It's called That Sounds So Good. It's, I have to say, she's my daughter, but it's a terrific book, her second cookbook. I've got it right here at my side, and I recommend it highly, even if she wasn't my daughter, but of course she is.
I know. All right. Plus, it runs in the family. So
it does run in the family. My wife has done a number of books as well.
That's pretty much. When was it meant to come out?
It was delayed about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because supply chain. And as I said, yeah. All right, let's get to Colin Powell. This is I really want to talk about this today because obviously it was a sad passing of that 4-star general, a military hero, the first black Secretary of State. He was on the board at Time Warner. I knew him a little bit. I'd go to meetings with him. I had a chance to question him and realize how intelligent and diplomatic he was. So it was a very sad passing. But I want to talk about the myths that have risen up about that death, because those myths are actually hurting us. And so to prepare for this report, I do my detective work here, but I've got to give thanks to the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, who got me in a position to question the 2 top doctors at Columbia Presbyterian and Memorial Sloan Kettering on multiple myeloma. That's the blood cancer that Powell had at the end of his life. I also talked to a very close friend of Powell's and a good friend of mine, who is essentially close to tears describing his last phone conversation with his longtime friend. Powell's assistant had warned him that Colin may not sound like the man you knew. And sure enough, Powell sounded very weak. And that phone call, that was just about a week before he died, so he was in bad shape. Since his death, there's been endless coverage of the causes of it. What could have killed a military leader like Colin Powell? Well, a lot of stuff that's been in the coverage has been off base, very misleading, if not wrong completely. And I want to dispel those myths. Now, first, the myth is COVID killed Powell. No, it did not. The second myth is Powell was vaccinated, so somehow the vaccine killed Powell. No, it did not. And since Powell was vaccinated and died, that's proof that vaccines don't work for anybody. No, it is not. Okay, let's take them one by one. What killed Colin Powell? It was a combination of factors, including his age. He was 84, and he was in extremely ill health, worse than people have reported up to now. I haven't heard anybody report this. This is a fact. He got prostate cancer in 2003. That has not been known widely at all. Years later, he developed Parkinson's disease, and 3 years ago, he got this blood cancer, multiple myeloma, which can be fatal. And very importantly, Powell was taking cancer drugs, and some of those cancer drugs suppress the immune system. It's actually the way they work. So Powell was immuno-weak. COVID alone didn't kill him. It was a combination of factors that got him. And, of course, that includes his 84 years. Now, Jill, is my point clear here?
Yes, but I have a huge – I'm just going to ask because I find this ridiculous. Sorry. No, yeah. I shouldn't have used that word. It was that was undiplomatic. Mm-hmm. Where are the stories coming from? You know, it's like, how does it suddenly get out? Is it a bot farm? How does it suddenly get out into the public universe that, like, here are your three choices? Who knows? And why do people think that they would know?
I think the press plays a big hand in it. And in this case, you've got skeptics who are looking for anything that they could use to say the vaccine doesn't work. But the mainstream press just puts a lot of emphasis on colon, and, you know, being the reason.
What about a doctor? I mean, that's what I just, you know.
The doctors speak, but, you know, it's what the headlines say that I think got us in trouble here. The second myth is that the vaccine contributed to Powell's death, right? So medical experts say just the opposite. The public health community strongly recommends that people over, say, 60 years old, especially those with health conditions, should rush to get vaccinated to protect against COVID. It is also true that some people are so immuno-weak that the vaccine doesn't help them much, if at all. That could very be what happened to Powell. But here's the point that the media doesn't make clear enough. Being sick and not being helped does not mean that the vaccine harms you. It just didn't help you.
No, I'm sorry, and I know this is a media point, but it's just also going way back, just forgetting generals and so forth, going way back to humans 7 months ago or 8 months ago. I know people who, in consultation with their medical professionals, trying to trying not to overemphasize this, made decisions about their health care and whether they were getting the next shot or whether they were getting any shot at all or. And the idea that it has, you know, once again, I'm belaboring this and I apologize, but the idea that isn't where, you know, there's no single factor causation.
Yeah.
Medically.
It is so often a combination of factors. There's no question about that. But the bottom line is that you take the vaccine to protect you unless your doctor says it'll harm you, and that can happen in some very rare cases, then you take the vaccine. It may not help you, okay, but it certainly it is not a contributing factor in an illness. So allow me a personal note here. Look, I've had multiple myeloma. This blood cancer, I've had it for 12 years. The listeners know that. I'm close to 80 years old, I have to say, and I got two Pfizers earlier this year. I got my third booster about 5 weeks ago. I'm totally fine. I have no side effects. In fact, there's 80% of people who get vaccinated, fully vaccinated, have no side effects. So, in fact, my main doctor, Ed Stottmeyer, who's down at the University of Pennsylvania, says I'm immunostrong.
And if you recall, you went and got a mess more before you even you had some procedure in the last and you ended up having to get a mess of other vaccinations. Got the same day. You know,
question. I got a whole bunch of medicine, and still, of course, he wanted me to have the COVID vaccine, which, of course, I did. I'm as protected as I can be against diseases and COVID. You should all be as well protected as I am. So Jill, okay, we've made our point about that. Let's move on to myth number three. And this is that Powell's death shows that vaccines don't work. You know, he had vaccines. Look at the COVID, so the vaccines don't work. Maybe they don't harm them, but they don't help them, and they don't help anybody. That's the illogic. Well, Powell was double vaxxed, and he still caught the COVID. Okay, so that's right. That's a breakthrough infection. But breakthrough infection doesn't prove that the vaccine doesn't work for anyone. It didn't work for Powell. Now, the illogic comes. It sort of ignores the fact that Powell was very old and very ill. And yes, the vaccine may not have helped him. But he represents roughly one person out of 100 of us. That leaves 99% who can be helped by the vaccine. Now, vaccine skeptics, and I was one of them, you'll remember, until I learned more. Zeroing in on these breakthrough cases, and they say, see, That vaccine just doesn't work. Okay. Well, here I fault the Biden administration and much of the media for getting very defensive about breakthroughs and insisting that, breakthroughs, nothing to worry about there. They're quote unquote rare. That's misleading. Breakthroughs are not rare. We hear about celebrity breakthroughs nearly every day on TV, and in all, they appear to account for around 10% of COVID hospitalizations. How do I know that? Because I watch TV, and one hospital executive after another gets up on TV and says, 90% of our COVID patients are unvaccinated. Come on, do the math. You don't need calculus to figure out that leaves 10% vaccinated. But here's the thing. 99% of those breakthroughs recover. It's about 1% who get a really bad outcome like Colin Powell and die. That's extremely rare, and it really hits people who are extremely vulnerable, like Colin Powell. So his staff reported to the world accurately that Powell died of complications of COVID. But the press and the skeptics focused on the word COVID. COVID killed him. No, it did not. Complications of COVID killed him. Now, one more last thing here. Brace yourself for this, because apparently you're going to be hearing pretty soon that 90% of COVID hospitalizations are breakthroughs. That's just not true. I just told you that. It's like 10%. It's not 90. If you hear that, don't believe it. So once again, look, I say to anyone who has not gotten the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, go get it. If you remain unprotected, you are a menace to yourself and to your family, to your coworkers, to your friends, and to the public. And I say again, business leaders, school leaders, lawmakers, vaccine mandates work. People are going to scream. They're going to march around your building with signs. They're all going to threaten to quit or leave. the end of the day, around 3% of workers will quit or get fired or pull their kids out of your school. 3%. So, look, I'm sad to say that mandates are the only thing that will force the hardcore 20% who are left out there who refuse to get vaccinated. But that's what it's going to take to end this pandemic. So impose blanket mandates and enforce them. And if you need one more convincing fact, the United States leads the world in resisting vaccines and in COVID deaths. And you don't need calculus to figure that one out either. Get vaxxed.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.